This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at fullycookedbacon.com. That's fullycookedbacon.com.
Feminism, it's literally a symbol of the most violent anti-woman patriarchal belief system on the planet. And now, this. A hip-hop song to teach the kids how cool and empowering it is to wear the hijab. So liberated. She's Syrian. You know the only parts of Syria where it's mandatory to wear a veil? Oh yeah, that'll be the ones controlled by ISIS. They literally stone women to death for not wearing a hijab. So liberated. Yeah, I'm sure all those Syrian women living under ISIS occupation who used to be able to wear whatever they want really feel so liberated now. In fact, they're so liberated wearing the veil that the first thing they do when ISIS is kicked out of the area is to burn the f***ing veil. That's real liberation.
Make a feminist planet. Woman haters get banished.
Yeah, wearing the hijab is so feminist that the very first Muslim Arab feminist group, the Egyptian Feminist Union, nearly 100 years ago, encouraged Muslim women to discard their veils. Removing the veil symbolized the entire objective of their campaign that gave women access to university education for the first time. That's real feminism. That's standing up for real women's rights.
They are the Sharia police, and it's not vandals or thieves they're after. Women exposing their hair is only one of the controversial crimes considered to be against local Sharia law.
Real feminists in countries like Iran face police, persecution, and prison for protesting against Iran's mandatory headscarf law by taking photos of themselves without a veil. That's real feminism. That's standing up for real women's rights. That's true resistance to actual misogyny. Whereas this represents total submission to it.
I'm just jealous of my sisters.
Yeah, I'm so jealous of not being subject to an arcane 7th century belief system under which women are herded around like farmyard animals. So jealous. I'm so jealous of something that, according to Asra Nomani, founder of the Muslim reform movement, covers, segregates, subordinates, silences, jails, and kills women and girls around the world. According to Bustle, the rap song
shatters the typical West narrative of the oppressed hijab wearer.
Yeah, oppressed hijab wearers don't get to make rap videos about it, Bustle. They don't get record deals. They don't get to take advantage of huge media platforms. They get acid attacked, beaten, and killed. In India, a father killed his 4-year-old daughter, smashing her head against the floor when her hijab slipped from her head during dinner. In Ontario, a man strangled his 16-year-old sister when she defied their father by refusing to wear a hijab. In Iran, vigilantes roam the streets, throwing acid in the faces of women whose veils are deemed to be too loose. Last year, a former University of Missouri instructor dragged a female relative aged 14 out of school by the hair when he discovered she hadn't worn a veil. Muslim women in London are threatened with death if they're caught not wearing a hijab. None of that is hip or cool. No amount of virtue signaling or stupid rap songs will change the reality that the hijab has caused untold misery and suffering for countless young women and girls across the world for centuries. Another dumb rap video with the exact same message was released in the same month. It also got over 1 million views. Now CNN's promoting Hijabi, helping the veiled Barbie to become an Instagram star. It's so cool, so trendy. But hey, at least it won't be necessary to produce a line of female genital mutilation Barbies, given that they have no genitals to begin with. Three moms in Pittsburgh are creating Hello Hijab Barbie-compatible Islamic headscarves to encourage inclusivity and fight racism. Maybe the moms can repackage Barbie dolls to include miniature stones, so the children can practice executing female rape victims. You know, to get that authentic feel. Because Islam is so progressive.
And I need that paper if you want education.
Yeah, the only person who needs educating is you. Educating on why you're normalizing and popularizing the very embodiment of violence and oppression against women and young girls across the Islamic world.
Good job, Paul. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I tell you how you land. You win some, lose some, and do a thing to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roger Stone is going to be in studio with us in the second and third hour today. Mike Cernovich with huge breaking news. I'll be with us co-hosting in the third hour. David Knight's coming up in the fourth hour. Melly Weaver was out at the Illegal Alien March this weekend in Austin. And the Communist Party / Red Brigade / Democratic Party was officially running it. They were all wearing red and was officially getting in our reporters' faces, saying we were racist and were fake news and all the rest of it. So Melly Weaver's going to be in here at the bottom of the hour with some of that footage that will be premiering here. This all happened, Sunday. Sunday in the afternoon. This is happening all over the country, and there are stories everywhere. Attacking myself, you name it, every day, saying Jones is fake news. Muslims never raped anybody. Or Muslims never killed anybody. Or Muslims never stabbed anybody or bombed or shot anybody. So I've told all our great editors and crew, video editors, to go through, really news producers, and just get the lowlights, the dozen or so truck attacks killing people in the last few years in Europe, and then showing ISIS saying get bigger trucks, kill more people, the stabbings, the rapes, the murders, the fences being torn down, the TB levels exploding, Journal of Medicine, CDC, European Union Commission, all of them. We're just going to show the documents and the videos. Because every day I see 20, 30, 40 articles about Muslims beating people up in subways, raping people, just totally entitled, doing whatever they want. So much footage that I can't even watch it or keep track of it. And then I hear there's the myth that Muslims are aggressive. There's the myth of Muslim extremism. Where Obama, 6 years ago, said Muslim extremism doesn't exist. Don't use the term. And the media is so dutiful, so controlled, so absolutely mindless that they go along with it. In fact, I never even got to the vice president's speech yesterday that I meant to play parts of when he spoke there with Billy Graham Jr., there with Franklin Graham, and they both said, we are under absolute Islamic attack. There is a genocide of Christians, hundreds of thousands a year being killed. The UN admits for every person persecuted in the world, there's more than 1.5 Christians being persecuted. Let me explain that. More than half the persecution and killing on earth is of peaceful, productive Christians, whether it's in Latin America or Asia or Eastern Europe or the Middle East particularly or Asia. It's a fact. Just search engine. Christians, most persecuted group, UN. And it's doubled in the last decade. It's open season. And you see the demonization of Christians everywhere. Look at the stories I have. Just a few of them. I mean, I've got more than that in the stack here. Germany confiscating homes to use for migrants. And ladies and gentlemen, they're taking hotels. They're taking people's houses. They're taking houses people live in. They're taking houses people are renovating. They're forcing people in Italy out of their hotels and putting the illegals in it. Germany confiscating homes to use for migrants with no consideration in many cases. In Hamburg, the second largest city in Germany, have been confiscating private dwellings to ease a housing shortage. The government wanted to keep the program secret the last 3 years and is trying to order people under threat of arrest if they talk about it. We're linked to mainstream news in this detailed report from the Gatestone Institute. This is very scholarly. Every paragraph has links to the government's own admissions and videos. That's not fake news. That's real news. And that's why they call us fake news, because they can't stand. They don't control the information. And they want to sit there and tell you, oh, the Fordham shooting wasn't Muslims. Oh, the gay bar attack in Florida wasn't Muslim. Oh, this wasn't Muslim. That wasn't Muslim. Nothing's ever Muslim. They're perfectly innocent. And I'm not going to sit here and hear this anymore. Sweden, 70-year-old woman prosecuted for complaining about migrants defecating in the streets. That's up on Infowars.com with DT.se. That's mainstream, biggest publication right there in Sweden, DT.se, reporting it. A 70-year-old woman in Dalaran prosecuted for hate speech after writing on Facebook that immigrants are defecating on the streets. According to the prosecution, the woman via Facebook wrote disparagingly of people with a foreign background. And they're trying to unofficially in America now with lawsuits and intimidation and all the stuff that's going on, tell us you're not allowed to criticize illegal aliens of any stripe, but especially Muslims. You sit there and you keep your mouth shut. Remember 3 years ago, they hired former high-level Stasi from East Germany for Facebook to help run a program to report to police and arrest people that criticize Muslims. Sweden, 70-year-old woman prosecuted for complaining about migrants defecating in the streets. And mainstream news reports it like it's good. In Germany, they're starting to prosecute folks. You complain a migrant tries to rape your daughter in the pool or craps in the pool? That's the culture. fact, I've got reports out of every day out of England where women are being raped, children are being raped, and when they tell them their name's Muhammad, it's over. They say, oh, you're racist. The police actually do that. There's a directive. There's an order. And now there are cases in Europe where they're saying migrants are allowed to rape. It's their culture. Like there was just one case I saw last week where they raped a seven-year-old boy, sodomized him, and they said, well, he didn't understand the language, so he's allowed to. Here it is. Rather damn child rape victim. Authorities did nothing. Was told not to mention ethnicity of attackers. In the U.S., it's just different. If there's any connection to migrants or illegals or refugees, they'll just say, oh, the allegations of rape are made up in a hoax. Then the people later plead guilty. And what's the media's answer? We just need to shut Alex Jones down. Yeah. Continuing. Good luck. Swedish government administering religious tests to Christian asylum seekers and not letting them in. That's right. Don't let those Christians in. And it goes on and on and on and on. The bullying, the intimidation. I have a whole stack of news of professors saying kill Trump, professors saying impeach Trump, professors saying he's a clear and present danger, teachers saying kill Trump, teachers on video saying kill me. It's government crazies. And then they say, oh, he's a clear and present danger to America and our sovereignty. You're the ones killing America's sovereignty. Here's one of the professors, Clifford Cunningham, InfoWars.com reported, far left Harvard professor impeached Trump, urges Republicans to put national interest over party loyalty. National interest. And it goes on when he's on George Stephanopoulos calling for all this. Meanwhile, ISIS commanders say join moderate rebels. There are no moderate rebels. So that's just some of what we've got here. Meanwhile, they're saying Trump has committed high crimes. It's not a crime to fire the FBI director. The Democrats called for the FBI director's firing hundreds and hundreds of times, sometimes dozens of times apiece. We've got more than 14 videos of Maxine Waters saying fire Comey and that Comey's horrible and that she has classified info that he's a liar and he's been working for the Russians. Then he gets up there and says Trump's crazy that Obama was spying on him. And Trump goes, I'm crazy. He's the president. Trump has all the files on exactly how they did it. He has total access to everything. He just can't release it because it's classified, and he said that. The House Intelligence Committee has released limited information. And he says, Comey's calling me crazy? Hey, buddy, you're crazy. You're fired. Insubordination. And they go, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Trump said it was also about Russia. He was honest. Of course it was about that made-up witch hunt. Not to stop the witch hunt. The witch hunt's ongoing. But when Congress comes out and admits, the Democrats admit, we found no evidence of Russian collusion. But we want to expand the probe. It's a load of manure. When all Trump said through Sessions was, they better investigate Hillary. Our heads are going to roll. Hillary actually got money from the Russians. That's why he's angry. And I was told screaming at the television when he sees it because he's not a Ruski agent. He's trying to make America great again. It's all coming up. We told you last week the word his heads are going to roll. Trump's going to start chopping heads. I think it'll be when he gets back from his foreign trip. Watson has intel that it might be as early as tomorrow or today. But you notice everybody's saying exactly what we said this weekend now, 4 days after we broke it. White House sources, Trump looks to replace Spicer as purge of establishment advisors begins. And now the New York Times say their sources have confirmed that. Oh, because we're fake news? Oh, no, no, no. We're the opposite because we've got the contacts. We've got the intelligence agency contacts. We've got you, the giant audience that gives us intel. And we've got a crew that's willing to tell the truth and take action. And that's why they're scared. Trump's eyeing Spicer replacement as part of broader White House staff shakeup report. Oh, it's in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the New York Daily News. 4 or 5 days after we break it, we're going to have more of the Roger Stone breaking news. Oh, look at the stop of drugs. Trump to clean house. President seething over leaks. Everything I told you last Tuesday and Wednesday, I said he's seething over links. He's super angry. He's screaming at the television. He won't talk to hardly anybody but patriots and hardcore libertarians. And he told him, I tried to compromise with all you morons to try to save the country, and now you're trying to destroy me? Gloves are off. Let's skip this break. Because I may not even have a show in the future, you know, if we don't just occasionally do this, because they're trying to completely shut me down. Now, but that's the only one. I'm going to stop now. I know the network hates it, and I shouldn't do it. I just get so upset. Listen to me very, very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, look, Scoop, Trump irked at cabinet and staff. Mole sweeping shakeup. And what I love is no one is giving us credit, even though we broke all this on May. I said it on May 10th, but it broke on InfoWars May 11th, and no one gave us credit except Mike Cernovich. And the reason we're here pointing out the credit we should get every day, a week later, a month later, a year later, when what we've said is confirmed exactly as we said it. I told you hidden tones over cable and broadcast TV a decade ago are activating and communicating with smart systems in your house, and all of it's been made public 1 week ago. I told you 18 years ago that Google, right when they were first founded, had a plan. Some of their first...
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5757. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
First, it was Bill O'Reilly. Is Hannity next? The big media are at war with President Trump and his allies. David Horowitz reveals the truth in his new book, Big Agenda. Big Agenda exposes Obama's secret plan to stop Trump. Ann Coulter says, arm yourself with Big Agenda. Rush says, you must read it. Get Big Agenda, a number one Amazon bestseller. Or check out the free offer to save almost $30. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
They're in my ear. I'm gonna go to break for a while.
We've got it. The transmission
is coming to you. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
See you.
So let's say the Democrats are going this direction. They're going north, saying get rid of Comey. And then as soon as Trump agrees with them, they do a perfect 180 and go the other direction. 180 degrees. They don't do a U-turn, take them a while to get back to it. They didn't start changing their story and say, well, before we thought this, but now we think that. They just did a perfect bat turn. A 180. I just start thinking about these people and what, how they're out to get us, how they think they're better than us. And I just think about what trash they are, what scummy families they come from, how dishonest they are, how twisted they are, how they want to hurt good people. And they make me absolutely enraged and sick to my stomach because they're a pack of scum. And they bully a lot of well-meaning people into following their ideology of modern leftist garbage by peer pressure. Most liberals are not bad people. They really believe the lies of people like Keith Olbermann.
I'm Keith Olbermann, and this is The Resistance. I appeal to the intelligence agencies and the governments of what is left of the free world, to them as entities, entireties, as bureaucracies making official decisions, and to the individuals who make decisions of conscience, to GCHQ and MI6 in the UK, to the BND in Germany, the DGSE in France, the ASIS in Australia, and even to the GRU in Russia, where they must already be profoundly aware that they have not merely helped put an amoral cynic in power here, but an uncontrollable one.
All right, let's stop there. That is the problem. He's not controlled by the globalists. So now you're more honest. You want the foreign powers who did meddle in our election. The EU got involved. The globalists got involved. The UN got involved. The Saudis got involved. The Pope got involved. The Chinese dictator got involved. Cuba got involved. Mexico got involved. Canada got involved. But you couldn't stop the American people. You got your asses handed to you. And now you want the whole world to gang up on us more. You dirtbag traitor. And Stephen Colbert, so in the last month, he's really been attacking me. I mean, we're talking almost every day, so I'm sending private messages to the character he created, he admits, is based on me, Tuck Buckford, and to his official CBS show, and then to his official Stephen at Home site. And no responses, obviously, because he's such a God creature. To be saying, have me on. I mean, normally when he's attacking Trump, Trump's been on the show, or he's attacking Bill O'Reilly, Bill O'Reilly's been on a bunch. I'm this major part of the show. He has a character based on me, and I'm not on. So thank you all. The last 2 weeks, your mainstream media deception has only intensified the power of InfoWars as people across the world see that I'm under attack with attempts to take my children from me, lawsuits, attempts to put me in jail, attempts to destroy me. Google admits they were basically setting up systems to ban us off the internet. All of it's coming out because I'm not a coward and I'm not bought and paid for by multinational corporations. I'm standing up for this country and I'm telling the truth. And serious men and women from every race, color, and creed know the truth. And that... And true liberalism is awakening again, and all the old corporate whore media systems are going to be swept away like a big rain coming in and flooding into the gutters. Bill Maher!
This is the problem with the gun debate, is that it's a constant center-right debate. There's no left in this debate. Everyone on the left is so afraid to say what should be said, which is the Second Amendment is bull.
And those guys are preying on their viewers, and everything's scripted, and they know full well what they're doing. I just thank my lucky stars I'm not one of them.
Where we're at right now.
It's interesting, Lester. There's a shot of you when you first walk in, and it seems the president hands you a piece of paper, and of course the eagle-eyed viewer wants to know, what was that paper?
This is the paper. It was five pages of quotes of Democrats who have been critical of Comey, a few calling for his resignation, calling for his firing, being critical. There were about 20 quotes on here, but the president wanted me to have that. And it makes a fair point that a lot of Democrats were not happy with Comey either, many believing that he torpedoed Hillary Clinton's chances.
Unhappy with him at first, and then
then unhappy with his firing later.
Yeah.
But part of the reason why the White House thought this might not be so controversial.
Yeah, I think I got the sense, a lot of people got the sense they didn't quite see this blowback coming, that this would be something that would be more universally applauded.
Lester, thank you. And by the way, you're going to be back in our next...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diet of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Millie Weaver is in studio with us a little bit in the next hour. Roger Stone's going to be here and host at least 2 hours with us. Mike Cernovich, they have big breaking news, obviously, from their White House contacts. I have my Pentagon contacts and others. Huge developments. Trump hasn't decided what he's going to do yet, but he is really looking at a major purge. We first reported on the fact that this purge was coming last Tuesday, and since then, the basic breakdowns of what we put out have all been confirmed. Now, Millie went out over the weekend here in Austin to the illegal alien march called the Migrant March, but under the UN, there are no borders. Everyone can migrate, do whatever they want. The UN and the State Department then administer the new migrant populations inside your country. So it's global government colonization. It is modern feudalism integrated with the older forms of colonialism, but now they're using the third world to colonize what's left of the West. So this is full spectrum dominance. We're going to go to that in a minute. Millie Weaver is here. But first, I wanted to play a clip that I saw last week because it ties into all this, of a lady at Western Washington University, at a major art school university, where a man has a Jesus is Lord sign in the commons area, where supposedly have free speech, and reportedly the name Donald Trump is seen somewhere on there, though I have trouble seeing it. And she begins, like the exorcist, to howl and scream. Now, I want the crew to put this together later. We have every few days some crazy thing where people go and just go nuts and scream and yell and throw food and panic and roll around the ground like toddlers. And then weirdo professors come over and calm them. And then they go to these areas and are given Play-Doh, crayons, and crafts like they're 5 years old. So this is the true Arrested Development Psychological Warfare Center. In fact, it's in my stats from yesterday. I want to talk to you about this, Millie, where they banned Mother's Day in the United States and Canada at public schools. And are now saying men have uteruses, too. And, of course, Bill Nye said that chromosomes don't affect the sexes. The sexes don't exist. Only the ones that Facebook mentions. It's now up to over 100. It was 50 just 2 years ago. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a full-on attack to turn the public into gibbering mental patients. And Millie Weaver was in the middle of it, being stalked, being told she's a racist. A lot of this has cuss words, so we can't play a lot of it. It'll be posted on InfoWars.com, unedited a little bit later today. This is some of the raw footage shot yesterday at the Illegal Alien March being run by Communist and the Democratic Party. But before we do that, let's play this clip because it ties into something important. The headline is Autistic Screeching. We're not making fun of people that have autism. It's like a form of programmed autism. SJW loses her mind on university campus. I called it basically Linda Blair-like possession. But this is happening everywhere. And so it's temper tantrums that are thrown. This is the Arrested Development. So let's play this clip. Here it is. And the professors are telling her it's okay what she's doing, just go to your particular mental facility.
Now, having said all this, why aren't I 50 points ahead?
Yeah.
Well, just an art major. She's an art major.
You wicked, wicked devil. Let me show them how to actually do it.
Art is really going downhill.
Let me see your war face. That's not very scary.
The arts are going downhill, folks. This is an art major.
Oh, she's
that doesn't scare me. Better get better at that. And it goes on and on. Millie, I want to do a plug here, but then I want your take on all this. But just overall, we should put a compilation together showing, and we should find patient zero in the last few years where this just throwing convulsion fits, rolling around on the ground of your radio listener, you couldn't see it. What is this? I mean, I know you've got a toddler yourself, but they're not being a badly behaved like that.
They're being triggered. I mean, I think there's a level of arrested development that has to be going on here. But at the same time, I think that it's brainwashing. I think that there's brainwashing and they really get so hyped up over these simple things that could be triggering them to where they actually have an emotional mental breakdown. And that's why I feel like a lot of people are going out there and Trump supporters are going out there purposefully trying to trigger them. They'll be decked out in their Trump attire, be like, you know, just to see the reaction. And they just continue to get triggered and have the meltdowns and it's entertainment for all. And it just shows the lunacy that's on the left.
And by the way, for anybody that thinks we're cherry-picking this, we have hours and hours ourselves of people going, F you, die, Marna, kill you, or bleh, bleh. And, of course, they'll edit me out of context, put it on the national news, and say that I was just doing that. No, I'm imitating them.
Yeah.
So Colbert will take clips of me screaming, imitating them, and then say, oh, look, he's totally having a mental breakdown. No, I'm imitating what your viewers have turned into. Millie, we should search engine this. If you're a new listener, I'm not making it up. At colleges all over the United States and Europe, they give them safe places.
That's right.
With Crayolas, knitting, arts and crafts, coloring books.
Right, and you know what? They're actually transferring the libraries from physical copies into digital versions. And a lot of these universities are actually thinking of changing and transforming their libraries into nap pods, like nap rooms where people can, college students can go and have a nap time. I mean, what is this? This nap time was something in kindergarten. And now we're seeing universities wanting to turn libraries into nap time rooms so that they can burn and...
There it is, napping pods that students doze off between classes. And by the way, I'm not joking. They're getting rid of whiteboards because someone might write something offensive, but it gets worse. You can actually pull up where they hand them Crayolas and stuff. In fact, there's videos that Project Veritas and others did where they would have pocket constitutions. People would get so triggered, they run. Then the people have a hidden camera of it. And they're saying, it's okay, you can file a complaint. I know it's very frightening. Here, here's your Play-Doh.
Oh, my
God. And they go, oh, thank you, Play-Doh.
It's unbelievable. And even just yesterday when we went to this anti-SB4 march, just being out there and having the InfoWars mic massively triggered people. I mean, they all were freaking out. InfoWars, don't talk to them. They were calling us racist. They were saying fake news. They just... couldn't handle it.
Now there it is. It's called toddler therapy. Fox News. Toddler therapy.
Yeah. That's...
And I guess a lot of them didn't get breastfed. A lot of them didn't get held by mommy. So they literally are babies looking for their mommy. And then the state's their mommy. And then the state teaches them there's no boys and girls. There's only binary pods. And we're not going to have children anymore because humans are bad. We're going to die for the earth. Now get in a corner and suck your thumb.
It's arrested development. And we've actually seen this happen in Japan. And Japan, Tokyo especially, is such a huge city. The cost of living is so high. People are under so much pressure. And they go into video games. They go into anime. They go into all these things.
Most men will not get married or have kids.
That's right.
They just won't gut up.
They won't. It's like they want to run away from the responsibility of being an adult.
Of course, once you have kids, what's it really like? You just want them to be awesome.
They're amazing. They're such a blessing, and they actually force you to grow up.
And it's fun making them.
Responsible. Yeah.
I mean, God gave us this incredible fun.
Yeah, so, you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now it seems like all these SJWs are replacing pets like dogs. For children. I mean, they would rather have a pet or a dog.
Oh, absolutely. You see some woman with a little dog, and then they get pregnant, and I go, I know where that dog's going when you have that baby backseat.
Yeah, right?
Which is fine. Personally, my dogs are still spoiled, and cats are spoiled. It's all ridiculous. But, Millie, let's start actually getting to your report, because I don't want to run out of time here. But just briefly, we are selling the Trump pitch shirts, which, by the way, have been bestsellers, 300, 400, 500 a day. Then when Trump started going a little bit sideways, sales went down to like 30, 40, 50 a day. Guess what? I noticed last week, as soon as he fired Comey, I walked over and I talked to our shipping department. I said, let me guess. Sales of the Trump shirts are way up. And they said, let's look. They said, yeah, we're selling 150 a day. Again, it's a people want Trump to get tough.
Yes.
They want him to take action. But regardless, nobody's perfect. But Trump is the man in the arena. So we have Trump as my president, a new design, navy blue, with the American flag. It's like a Hillary for prison shirt, but it's Trump as my president, America first in 1776, Infowars.com on the right-hand shoulder, on the back, Infowars.com. This is a way to meet like-minded people. It's a way to not let bullies shut down your free speech. And quite frankly, these shirts, ladies and gentlemen, are below cost because the XLs and XXLs and XXXLs cost us up to $7 a piece. The regular ones, extra large and down, cost us like $4 and change. So after our cost, we're actually losing money on this. But I want to flood these shirts. I want to trigger people. or just create something like have a contest where you create like a scarecrow, put it on it, and put it at a busy intersection, have a hidden camera.
And see who gets triggered, right?
Yeah. Exactly. You can do so much with these shirts because this is America. Just like open carry, they want to demonize guns and say they're all banned. People start open carrying where it's legal. That pushes back our culture of freedom wins of not being arrested development babies. So, again, keepingamericagreatagain.com is on the back, Infowars.com. Trump is my president, or Trump Pence. That's there as well. And then one of the shirts says, Trump is my president, 45th president of the United States, America first since 1776. So there's three different variants of these limited editions, and when they sell out, there's only a few thousand left of each shirt. When I did this with the previous Trump's My President red shirt, no longer available. The Hillary for President 2016, no longer available. When these sell out, they are gone, gone. And no doubt they're collector's items. No doubt these are in documentaries, they're in films, they're all over TV. You change the world by purchasing these shirts. You change the world by buying them at $9.95 or $14.95. There are hundreds of thousands of these shirts out there. Now, quite frankly, we sell the lion's share when we do an at-cost event. Just because I wanted to speak to Globalists. So $4.95, InfoWarsStore.com. The shipping is at what it costs, you know, like $4 or whatever. It's there. It gets the word out. You meet like-minded people. You trigger the Globalists. You can have a lot of fun with these. Whatever you do, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Take action today. 888-253-3139 and have a piece of history. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Okay, Millie, I'm ranting. You kind of narrate what we're about to see and then narrate over this video we're about to play. What happened in Austin?
Well, I started out and I was able to actually interview a couple people at this SB4 Migrant Mother's March. It was on Mother's Day. And at first, some of the people were, you know, they were talking to me and everything like that. And then halfway through a conversation with a woman, she realized I was with InfoWars. She's like, "What? You're with InfoWars? Wait, you know, I didn't fit the racist, xenophobic stereotype that they have tried to push on people like InfoWars or like Donald Trump supporters." And the next thing you know, this march starts going and we have been swarmed and we've been being stalked by these people who want to make sure that they can go around and tell all the other protesters there, don't talk to them, they're with InfoWars, they're fake news. And this guy right here, he actually is wearing a little badge that says that he is a Democratic Party chairman for Travis County. So he's actually a member of the Democratic Party. And in fact, there are pictures of him on the internet with Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine. And so he's kind of making sure, like a handler in essence, that we don't get to talk to anybody. We don't get to red pill anyone there.
And they're protesting because they want to make it basically unlimited where illegals can just do whatever they want. We're not against anybody. Mexico doesn't just let you in. Germany, unless you're an Islamist, doesn't just let you in. Russia doesn't just let you in. Japan doesn't let you in. We're going bankrupt. We're falling apart. And then when the immigrants get here, the left tries to turn them into a bunch of race-conscious, race-bait systems. That's what the Democrats abandoned in the 60s because the Republicans said, we're not going to let you be racist anymore. They've just flipped to making minorities, who are the majority in most areas, a bunch of race-based cult members. It's absolutely untenable. Let's start rolling some of this footage of the illegal alien support march yesterday in Austin.
What brings you out here today?
Well, it's a Mother's Day, first of all, and SB4 needs to end.
Oh, it splits up the families.
Mexico is our neighbor.
Hit pause.
These are our friends.
Okay, so Mexico's our neighbor, and we've been totally inclusive and wide open. And if you tried to march in Mexico City saying, let Americans come in and run things, you get beat up, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying do that, but at least the Mexicans have nationalism. I mean, they would beat the living hell out of you. That is a fact. It, Guatemalans do try to come into Mexico and call the shots, and they get killed.
Yeah.
They kill them. So, I mean, it's crazy. It's like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Where in Mexico do they have sanctuary cities for Americans or people from other countries to come and stay in? They don't have those there.
And by the way, Mexico's on the high end of third world countries.
Yeah.
It's on the high end. There are a lot of nice areas in Mexico. I mean, it's
they don't like the fact that this SB4 bill, what it does is it gives police officers the tools, the ability to actually, when somebody's illegal, when they're arrested, they can actually then go and hand them over to ICE.
What do you think Mexican police do when they pull you over?
Yeah. It just makes it so that the police can actually follow the law and enforce immigration and hand.
That's right. You have the states and the cities in total rebellion, and it's gotten out of hand. I don't want to persecute people that are here and don't have criminal records. I want to make it easier for people to become citizens. The Democrats and Republicans have kept it hard because they want this huge underbelly they control, a permanent underclass. I don't want that. I don't want a permanent underclass of sterilized people that took Gardasil shots that are all pissed because they're poor, thinking, I caused it. I want Mexico to be wealthy. I want us to be wealthy. If Mexico was better than America, I'd go move there. I'm looking at Costa Rica. I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to move, but, you know, it ain't that I'm trying to keep away from brown people. I'm trying to keep away from communists.
Yeah.
I'm not moving to Venezuela.
I can't. kept trying to tell these people, you know, it'd make more sense if you were out here trying to protest the fact that our immigration system is flawed, it's inefficient, there needs to be a change or reform in it, and to make it easier so that people can go through the proper process to immigrate faster. And they just didn't want to hear it. They're like, nope, you're fake news, info wars.
And by the way, we're playing the lighter stuff because everybody else is cussing, but here it is.
I feel it's unconstitutional, illegal, immoral roundup of human beings. I think that it's unethical, and it's fake safety.
Hey, pause. But Democrats love it when old ladies get their houses taken because they're in the rears and can't pay their income tax because their husband had a heart attack and died. I mean, that's like my grandmother who died this year. I mean, it's just ongoing. Oh, but then it's okay to take people's houses and sell them on the courthouse steps, isn't it, Millie?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean,
everything she says is bull.
Yes, and it's coming from this false. They're being fed misinformation.
It's this false. We're the loving. Oh, we're the saviors. Everybody else is bad, Millie.
Yeah, they're definitely being fed disinformation. But watch this clip because this lady then comes up and makes sure to tell the woman they're fake news. You know, don't talk to them.
And by the way, we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and be a good boy in the next segment. The next we're going to have limited comments. It's hard to not comment every 5 seconds. I'm horrible about that. But understand something. We're there showing what they're saying. So if you want to defend your ideas, if you talk to us, but instead they always come and yell and scream and cuss during the few normal people that actually talk to us. It's crazy. No, we're real news, dummies. But, oh, you've got your little label that the corporate media gave you now to put on us so you feel all powerful because you're a bunch of sheep-like followers.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.
Adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Billy, you're making
some great points during the break. Will you please repeat that?
Well, you know, Alex, I'll start interviewing and trying to talk to these people, having reasonable dialogue with them. And then partway through the conversation, they'll look down and see the InfoWars moniker, and they'll realize, oh, my gosh, I'm talking to InfoWars. And then all their little misconceptions and preconceived notions
the programming.
Fly through their head. The programming flies through their head. And then it's like they become, like, possessed or something. They're just like, oh, my gosh, you're with InfoWars. Remove my footage. Ah, and they freak out, like, thinking they're talking to, like,
I used to believe leftist propaganda about the cops. I'll actually look at the statistics, and the cops aren't perfect. It's just most of it was literally a globalist, made-up, false reality that I was believing so I could be the hero and then strut around and hate all the cops like I was Superman. So part of this is just realizing you've been conned.
And it's their part of their little SJW thing is to, like, hate on InfoWars, bash InfoWars, because they're being the most superhero SJW possible. So there, it's a virtue signal to go out and hate on InfoWars and yell at us and curse us out. And it's really bizarre. And then they try to say, you edit the clips to make us look bad. It's like, no, we don't. It's not even edited. You guys make yourselves look bad when you're screaming and cursing us out. How hard is that to understand? They're the ones making themselves look bad. We don't need
it. Well, you and Gavin have a lot of courage being out there all the time. When are you guys going to upload this big group of clips we haven't even played yet?
It's going to be uploaded very shortly, probably within the hour.
Well, basically, the headline is this. Communist Party / Democrats organize illegal alien march.
Yes, and we didn't even get to that. I recognize some of the local communist leaders out there in this march. And, you know, so you had the commies out there, not to mention the fact that on May Day, the communists had also had an immigrant workers march that marched to the Capitol and aligned with them.
And again, let's explain. A lot of these immigrants are just hardworking people from bad situations. They're being managed by pure evil, the Democratic Party and the communists.
Exactly. They're being used.
I mean, communists have killed like 10 times what the Nazis did. I mean, you don't get worse than commies.
It doesn't. And they're being used and exploited because they don't know better. And that is why it's so important that people go through the proper immigration process, learn about the Constitution, their rights, so that they don't come in here and get used and exploited by groups that have political agendas, like the Democratic Party operatives that were literally herding them around like cattle and clipping us off from having any type of dialogue with them.
And that's a cult. A cult is marked by they won't let you talk to members of it. That's the media is calling me a cult leader. There's no, oh, Alex, you've got the answers, or a big group, or some church I'm at, or people. I mean, I'm the most uncult-like boss there is. Most people in media are running some narcissistic, kiss-my-rear-end cult. It's just total bull. It's the Democrats and the MSM that are the cult of dumbasses.
Another interesting thing is that these people were out there chanting, si se puede, that was their chant, which means, yes, we can. So it's like the Obama.
It's a communist chant out of Latin America that Obama picked up.
Yes, it is it's trademarked by the United Farm Workers, and they have been linked by the FBI to communist groups. So
the whole Black Eagle, and again, they did some good things, but just because they were getting, you know, people to not be around deadly pesticides, we're fighting that too, glyphosate, doesn't mean that communists are good. Again, they seize on issues to become the leaders of movements.
That's right. And a lot of the people out there, you could tell the ones that were just kind of going along being used and exploited for political agendas, they were all wearing red. And when I went and tried to talk to them, like, why are you guys wearing red? You know, they're just like, we don't really know.
The Chavez.
Just in solidarity. We don't really know.
It's the same. It's in Latin America, red means communist.
Yeah, so they're all dressed in red, and they've got local communist leaders out there handling them, and Democratic.
And the thing is, they don't know that all these Latin American countries were rich, some of them as rich as the U.S. or richer, until communism took over. You're like beautiful mountains and fields and soil and culture, and then communism comes in, and then they wonder why it's a hellhole. It's going to be a hellhole here too, ladies and gentlemen. Because with communism comes violence, everything. It's just, it's crazy. It's, God, if Latin America was right-wing and libertarian, it would just be unbelievable. But instead, it is. I'm going to play some of these clips, and then Roger Stone's coming in. Roger Stone's got exclusives in the second hour. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of